appear on your website.
Mindset Media Radio.
Emotionally support them, but yet what they are doing is destructive to our community. That now this thing has come into our homes. Children are disobedient. Sometimes children and mothers get together and they gang up. I don't mean all mothers, but some homes, it's like that. They gang up against the man. Why? It's because they don't want to be instructed. They don't want to change. Until they literally, I heard in one family, a family, mother and children, they ganged up. They killed the father to take the inheritance. What kind of nuisance is that? I don't mean that all families are like this. But this spirit has been given life. It has been legislated in laws. Look at America. America has legislated this type of laws. Children rule in the homes. And the woman rules in homes. The father doesn't exist. The father is not even given the right to speak in a home. These are laws. So when the children come back with books of homosexuality saying, oh, you know, the books are telling us man and man can marry. The father is, most of the time, is fathers who rise up and they say, no, you're my child. You're not going to do that. They have already shut you down. You don't have power to do that. The moment you do that, then they inspire your wife to divorce you. The next thing you know, you are in divorce. You're losing everything. And then the wife and the children take over. And then books start to come in freely. They teach anything. Violence, murder, evil, homosexuality, lesbianism. This is why the solar eclipse occurred in America. Because of this pride and this arrogance. The terrorism that has been sold and encouraged in many nations. Look at the refugee status where people are running from their countries to go to America to be refugees. Who has stirred up war? Who has sold guns to these people? Who has divided and brought a status of war in these countries where people are running from? It is America and Europe. Because they need to sell. These are capitalists. They need to sell their guns. They are private companies. We have made guns. We have made poison. We have made drugs. Somebody must buy them. But how can somebody buy them when he is in his common sense? They need to take away the common sense first. Take away God, take away the teaching of truth, and give them nuisance. Give them nuisance so that they become customers to these private companies. Are you listening to what I'm saying now? So evil has penetrated in our lives, penetrated in our homes, divided children, divided mothers from fathers. And this is why the solar eclipse took place in America. It was showing that blockage. But God is greater than America. Because America is losing its status as a superpower nation. It has lost it. Right now, the superpower has been given down to Uganda and Israel. Uganda and Israel. We are looking at Africa right now as we speak. I always spoke about the three portalways. There's a portalway from heaven opened over Israel. There's a portal from heaven open over Uganda. There's a portal from heaven open over Nigeria. So the shift of innovation, entrepreneurship, the shift of things getting better, technology increasing to its highest intensity, all these are going to happen in Africa. Factories, production of things from technology, from products of material things, products of spirituality, people becoming better, entering into a spiritual environment that cultivates their divine health, what they should eat to uphold their divine health. All this is going to be centered in Africa. Centered in Africa. So the solar eclipse means that there's a rejection that is happening over America. We are going to see arrogance and pride rise up. But over America, over the realm of America, over the realm of Europe. But then we are going to see God rise up. The presence of the acceptance of the sun and the moon uniting together. But one thing we need to do, let us start to defend what is right. To speak for what is right. Don't ever let the good people being nailed up, squeezed in the corner, shut down while you look and you pretend that you're not seeing. Don't keep silent, because what has taken away another, what has taken away somebody else's peace, what has taken away somebody else's marriage, what has taken away somebody else's life, what has taken away somebody else's inheritance will come after you. Yes, it will come. But until we can stand as a united force and fight and stand up for authenticity and do what is right and speak for what is right and support what is right.
Defend the truth.
Let us defend the truth. Let us stop allowing.
You're not saying anything, Apostle, even if they say nothing and they think that God does not see that. They don't think the Father sees that they are ashamed. Because why wouldn't you stand up and boldly defend someone else who's preaching the truth unless you're ashamed or afraid?
Of God himself.
And you will be held accountable. Don't think you can hide your head in the sand and it won't affect you what's happening around you.
You know,
if you don't speak up, it will happen to them.
I have taught, my group have taught you guys. But I never see nobody rise up when I need you to rise up. Listen, my preaching to you guys, it's not that I copy and paste into you. You know, I copy from Google and I paste. Everybody has a testimony about what God has used Apostle Ngabo. Everybody. But how can you let a fool come challenge me without you waking up and saying, this is the time to, at least what I have learned, let me put it at work now. Please defend the truth. I have some schizophrenic people in the group. One day they are like, I speak the wisdom I can speak, and they agree with it. And 2 days later, the devil sweeps them off, and then they start to say nonsense. And everybody's just looking. Nobody's saying nothing. Nobody's adding on yes or no. Everybody's pretending that they are not seeing. Pretend that you're very busy. Yeah, everything you have, even the air you breathe, it's God who has given you. And if you say, if you're so busy doing something else, I'll take your portion away from you. Let's stop pretending that we are so busy, busy doing nothing, while they are shutting down every good thing around us.
This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo, God's Quota, who celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.